When we speak of Vesper services for the Blessed Virgin in the early Baroque era, we naturally enough think of the great 1610 Marian Vespers of Monteverdi. But other composers took on the prospect of writing these beautiful works, and one of the rarest of these is by Alessandro Melani. Happily, the ensemble Rheinische Kantorei and the Kleine Konzert conducted by Hermann Mox, who specialized in rarely heard Baroque music, also gave us a recording of the oratorio L'Europa by Alessandro Melani. Gives us quite a beautiful recording of the Marian Vespers, one of three early Baroque releases, part of the Naxos distribution family. Here on Millennium of Music, I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. Well, there were seven brothers born in the town of Pistoia in the north of Italy. The poor country sexton offered the boys the opportunity to get involved in music. And four of these young men took, as it were, the shortcut path, using the term advisedly. They became castrati, and they were quite famous, the Melani brothers, as castrati, working both in the city and around Italy. But one of the brothers, Alessandro, decided to study music as a composer. He eventually came to the attention of the Rospigliosi patrician family and worked at the cathedral there from 1657 to 1676, until Giulio Rospigliosi became Pope Clement IX, and thus the great move to Rome. He came in contact with many of the great composers in the Roman circle. You'll see how affecting and beautiful this music is. We'll hear, at least we heard the little intro in the beginning. We'll hear the Psalm 109, the Dixit Dominus, the motet, the voice of the turtle is heard in the land, and part of the Litany of the Blessed Virgin. Again, the Marian Vespers of Alessandro Melani with the Rheinische Kantorei and Das Kleine Konzert, conducted by Hermann Mox.
Thank you. Thank you.
From the recording of the Marian Vespers by Alessandro Melani with the Rheinische Kantorei and the Ensemble Das Kleine Konzert, conducted by Hermann Marx, many rarities brought to light from this wonderful ensemble, and one of three recordings from the early Baroque this week here on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. Well, we are hearing material from the early Baroque out of the Naxos distribution family, and a huge project was taken on, part of the Brilliant Classics. They tend to do these comprehensive surveys. After the death of the great Giacomo Carissimi, who was also working there in Rome, 1605 to 1674, and hugely important not just in the evolution of the oratorio and opera, but in so many other ways, he was part of that musical circle that also included Queen Christina of Sweden, where Corelli got his start. But after his death, his pupil Giovanni Battista Mocchi, who lived between 1620 and 1688, collected his music. He was a singer at the German College in Rome under Carissimi. And he wound up, among many other things, collecting many pieces, which they styled Carissimi as the Arion of Rome. And he himself even is quoted here as saying, "After I publish these works, my Arion, crowned with music flowers, will sing everywhere." Well, these are the collected music flowers. There are 28 motets put together on this three CD set, and they're basically not so much liturgical as there are sort of meditations on other aspects of spirituality. You think about time. There's a lot about the Virgin. You have material for martyrs and so forth. And it's arranged so that you go from simpler forms, that is to say, simple cantata form with soprano, then you have dual sopranos, then you have soprano with bass or alto and bass, then you have three voice performances, and eventually you get to four voice performances with instruments. We'll turn to three of the later works. We'll hear For Christ, the Ardens Est Cor Meum, My Heart, the Ave Dulcissime for the Holy Eucharist, and then for the Feast of the Martyrs, Si Deus Pro Nobis. The ensemble is called Seicento Novecento, conducted by Flavio Coluso. Some of the motets from the Arion of Rome, Giacomo Carissimi.
Amen. Crucifix.